Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuck Reese Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, coming up Sunday, it will be the only kind of non-1 o'clock game that the Atlanta Falcons are going to get mixed up in as they head to take on the Arizona
There's
Cardinals.
There's still a chance we could get flexed out later in the season, John. Have hope.
Like I said, right now, as the schedule sits, our only non-1 o'clock start as they will head out to the land of the desert or whatever it's called out there in Arizona. Kyler Murray is scheduled to be back. So we'll talk about this Falcons team and get into a lot of things. And hopefully our guest, Scott Baer, managing digital editor for AtlantaFalcons.com, can get me on the right track and keep my head on my shoulders and just kind of get me through all of this. Scott, as always, appreciate the time. By the way, you can follow Scott on his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL. I need a little bit of calming down because I'm as frustrated as could be right now after that performance last week.
Well, I guess the doctor is in, Chuck. We'll see what we can do, but I do understand why there is a level of frustration along with this team, and I think that there was a level of frustration in that postgame locker room after the loss to the Vikings. I know Jake Matthews told me that, several other guys. So I think that everybody is in the same boat, looking for better as we head towards the game against Arizona.
You know, I know, Scott, the math says lose in Arizona, you're not out of it. But Minnesota, Washington have beaten this team. They hold tiebreakers over the Falcons right now. And math doesn't factor in momentum and emotion and other things like that. It really feels like if this team loses to what is, I'll be honest with you, I mean, Kyler Murray aside, this is not a very good roster. They're considered one of the bottom three rosters in the NFL. I know it's on the road, but if you lose on Sunday, it feels like the momentum could really swing in a bad way for this team, and you really find yourself starting to have to look up at the sky and try to figure out, okay, teams in front of us, we got to rattle off a bunch of wins. And I don't know right now if they have 5 or 6 wins under their, you know, that they're able to rattle off right now.
I think that this is a, I hate using the word must win, but I think that it is essential that they come out of Sunday with a victory. And most of it is about kind of changing the way things have gone recently. It seems like if we're talking about wins, we are talking about overcoming critical mistakes. If we're talking about losing, we are talking about an insurmountable volume of critical mistakes. The key underlying theme in wins or losses over the last 5+ games is that critical mistakes have happened in mass. And those types of things, you cannot hope to compete against mid to upper level NFC squads and expect to win the great volume of those games. I think that's why it's important. Arizona is not part of that group, but I think that they need to show better so they can get into the bye, feel good about themselves, because I know that we're talking about some wild card tiebreakers and head-to-head matchups. I think the easiest path is through the NFC South, and after the Arizona game and after the bye, they go through an NFC South tour playing the Bucks, Saints, and the Panthers in their next three of four games. You want to enter that stretch, especially a home game against New Orleans, feeling good about yourself, feeling confident in your offense, feeling confident in its efficiency and its ability to win the turnover margin, something that just hasn't happened yet. So I think this team is looking for positive signs that troubling trends have been reversed and positive signs that they can get back on the winning track.
Digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com, Scott Baer, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. I appreciate the fact of Arthur Smith's comments about, he's not going to play, back and forth with quarterbacks and things like that. But it does feel like that, okay, if you go out to Arizona, and I'll say, Scott, even if you win 4-1, I don't care if you win 4-1. That's where I'm at. Just get me a win. But it feels like if they go out to Arizona and get a win, and as you said, the schedule gets more into the division, I don't know how Desmond Ridder works his way back in, barring an injury. I don't know where Desmond Ridder fits, and at that point, you don't have your quarterback position solved going into the following season.
Yeah, I think that the QB spot is as up in the air as it was at the start of the season, and I don't think that that's a big, newsmaker hotline sort of a take. I think that ultimately that's where these Falcons are right now. That there are question marks, and I think that this is the third year of this Smith and Fontenot regime, and I think that they want to start winning some games. I feel like they can see the NFC South as available, and they need to do whatever they can in the short term that can ultimately help them. And if that means sticking with Taylor Heinicke, if that means going back to Desmond Ridder, the reason why I keep talking short term is I'm not talking about long-term development here, right? That we're talking about do whatever you can to go out and win some football games. And that's the most important thing, and that should remain the most important thing as they move forward, which changes the math and the level of consideration just a little bit, right? Because I feel like the last time that we talked, about a month ago, that there was so much about, short-term vision, long-term plan, right? And I think that that's taking a little bit of a backseat because of where they are now and where they hope to go by the time we hit week 18 in another game against the Saints.
I know, Arthur talked about it with Dukes and Bell earlier today, and I know we had a long answer, and we're going to play that in the Falcons flyover at the top of the hour, a four-minute long answer about red zone touches and efficiencies and things like that. And I was running through, I was giving our audience the numbers of, because again, I really thought that this was a critical year for Kyle Pitts to really take that next step forward and show that he can be a Travis Kelce level type player. And I use that because again, if you're going to have guys that you draft fourth, they better influence the game directly. And I thought that Kyle Pitts needed to have a Travis Kelce type of season. And when I look at the fact that he's 68th in the NFL right now in red zone targets, tied for 68th with 5 red zone targets, 9.4% of his targets. Again, I the coaches get paid millions of dollars, and I understand what they're looking at and stuff like that. But that's not enough. I mean, again, if the Kelces and the Diggs and the guys of the world can influence games the way that they do, and Kelce's got 11 red zone targets on four, and with 4 touchdowns, I just don't understand why we can't, when everybody else can, why we can't be the franchise that gets it to our special or elite type of playmakers.
Yeah, I can see both sides of what you're saying.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And also what Arthur Smith said, I haven't heard the Dukes and Bell interview, but I know that he went on a long kind of what I thought was a thorough explanation of red zone situational football. And I can get what he's saying, and I can get what that he says that Bijan Robinson is tip of the spear. I think Kyle Pitts, with the way that he's built and the way that he can move, is another one of those guys. And when you read the numbers that you just announced to your audience, that doesn't sound like enough. And I think that these things happen when you see not only red zone inefficiencies where they're only getting in about half the time, but these goal-to-go inefficiencies where I think that, yes, you look at those talents, and at some point fans could think in their mind, well, that guy's a top talent. Maybe it's not the highest percentage play in the pattern, but let that guy go make a play. Right. I think that we see that a lot with Drake London working the ball downfield. I can think of a couple examples in my mind of he's not open. We're going to throw it there anyway. And you know what normally happens in those situations? He bodies somebody out. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely see exactly what you're saying. I think down closer to the red zone, you go to your best players. They have a lot of good players, though. So I also get that. But to your point, of course, when you're struggling, when you've lost 3 of 4, and 5 of 7, you want to say, who can get us out of this? Let's turn around and find the most talented dude on the field and try to help him get us out of this funk. So that totally makes sense. The situational football argument of it totally makes sense. And I think that and one thing that I did really like what Arthur Smith said in his press conference today is that it's possible for two things to be right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of those situations. I can also see that he's saying a lot of what is going right with our offense is good, and we're not doing enough in it, like on critical moments. Both can be right at the same time. I think this is another one of those moments. But for fans screaming, where's number 8? Even if they, especially if they don't have him on their fantasy team, I totally get that.
Yeah, and listen, Scott, I'm not a fantasy football player, never have been. So I just want the production. I talked about this with Jason Longshore, who covers Atlanta United. Last night, Atlanta United, their stars were their stars, and they came out and they performed and they won and forced a game 3. We have to have our stars be our stars. It can't be the Michael Pruitts and the Nate Landmans. And again, those guys are important and they're pieces. But if I can't be led by the Robinsons and the Londons and the Pitts and some of these guys that we've invested our draft capital in, then we're going to struggle. Like, I have to have my stars be my stars, whether it's we force it to guys or we're in the flow of the offense. But at some point, my stars have to be my stars and influence the outcome of these games.
Yeah, and you also have to find the right moments to take advantage of all of these talents, because I'm sure that if Taylor Heinicke threw into double coverage with a safety jumping the route, but it was intended for Kyle Pitts, nobody's really thrilled about that either. So again, it's yes, you're right. Yes, it's about a balance. And it's also an understanding that there's been, I think, a lot of talk about, that Tyler Allgeier gets the ball and Robinson wasn't on there, and they can break down red zone carry numbers, right? Or short yardage numbers, and that Robinson has been more effective. I know you've seen every Falcons game, and I'm sure that you would agree that Tyler Allgeier has been pretty good in situations like that, especially when he gets cranked up. I think we can admit that while Jonnu Smith is the number two tight end, he's done some things and made some catches in Tampa, I can think of, against Green Bay. We obviously saw it last week, where you think that guy is a real talent. And if you have this mix, right, this positionless mix, I don't know if people like or hate that term anymore.
Most of my feed says they don't like that anymore, because I bought into it and I don't have a problem with it. But again, you know what it is, Scott? When you lose, those kinds of things fall flat.
Yeah, and that's what it is, right? Is that when you start, I think especially going through the last couple of games, that you can, I think, understandably feel a little bit of the fans' frustration, because they come off of this huge win against Tampa, and I thought that they executed really well down the stretch, and look, they had more giveaways and takeaways against the Texans, which look like a pretty good team now, but they kind of found a way to win. But I know Derrick Henry is good and Titans are good on the road at home. I promise I'm getting somewhere here. But you have Will Levis in his first start, right? Mm-hmm. And then Pittsburgh messes with Will Levis enough to create a negative result for Tennessee. And then you have this Joshua Dobbs situation. We have this mobile quarterback that keeps getting squirming out and finding ways to make plays. I think that is kind of heightens all of this stuff, right? Is that you're sort of looking at it and you think those are two winnable games that we're probably going to need in January to achieve our goals. And when you don't get those, then you got to start looking about where else that you can find them. And again, it's about this. You brought up a great point 5 minutes ago or so, is that can the Falcons not only figure out a way to go win a game? That's number one. Right. And then number two is, can they stack them? And that's something that we haven't seen this season. Something that I think the Falcons need to prove that they're able to get on that type of role, so they can make up for these lost opportunities down the road, especially assert themselves in the division and find themselves in January feeling a lot different than they do at midseason.
Scott Baer, he is the digital managing editor for AtlantaFalcons.com. He joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow Scott on his personal Twitter page, at Scott Baer NFL. And Scott, as always, buddy, appreciate it. I know you took some of the bullets in the arrows, tonight. A lot of fans are frustrated. If we just find a way to win on Sunday, I think at least it may not calm all of the fears, but at least you'll feel better going into the bye, just getting a win and then kind of regrouping from there.
Yeah, and as I always say when I come on the show, I like that it's like a higher level of discourse here that that I really appreciate talking about football in this way. So anytime, I'm always available to you, man. Appreciate the time.
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.